The Family Planning Waiver Program provides 38 million. The Family Planning Waiver Program provides $38 million federal dollars to Wisconsin over 5 years to offer low-income women aged 15 to 44 reproductive health care. As Democratic State Senator Judy Robson points out, it was one prong of former Governor Tommy Thompson's welfare reform for this state.
He realized that the only way that young women would be able to get health care was to get pregnant, and then they would end up on Medicaid, which cost the state millions and millions of dollars.
The program is expected to serve some 50,000 women in Wisconsin. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton says it's good public policy.
This waiver will save us money when we have none. For every 10 cents the state invests, we receive 90 cents from the feds. And we estimate a savings of $9 million in Medicaid funds and $17 million in GPR money over the life of the waiver.
But Republican Representative Glenn Grothman is among those behind the push to limit the program. His bill would restrict the program to women over 18.
Tommy Thompson was pretty liberal on a variety of issues. I wouldn't mind getting rid of it altogether, but we're focusing on 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. It puts family planning agencies in a position of becoming the confidant on these issues to kids without their parental knowledge, and that's just clearly totally inappropriate.
Grothman says family planning services promote teen sex. Pro-Life Wisconsin agrees. Matt Sandy says his group is against giving birth control pills to anyone, much less minors.
It's an issue of parental rights. It's also an issue of children's health. The children that come into these clinics are given contraceptives. We believe that fuels teen sexual activity, which then leads to an increase in underage pregnancies, an increase in abortion and sexually transmitted diseases.
But those in favor of the program say it's more than birth control. It's access to health care and screening, including exams for cervical cancer or disease. Their concern is that because it took 3 years to get federal approval for the program, changing its rules could put the whole thing in jeopardy. Judy Robson.
Shutting down this program by some very extreme anti-birth control legislators who would dream that teens would not get pregnant just doesn't make sense. And it certainly doesn't make sense to shut down this program for about 25,000 Wisconsin women who have no access to health care at all.
If the Assembly and Senate bills to limit the program pass the legislature, Governor Doyle has said he would veto them. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.